Hi everyone, welcome to North and South Pods. This is Tim. Hope you're okay. I have not been doing as many pods just recently because it's been the summer halls, childcare, and just other things getting in the way. Check out the charity website as well for the blogs. There's some writing, some essays, some poems you might like on there. And if you go on the charity website, which is in the notes, you'll find links to some of the projects that North and South Education been doing in the community. Don't forget, if you want to get on board or help out in any way, feel free, get in touch, particularly community stuff. And also if you want to talk about wellbeing, you know what the usual themes are. I just want to talk about a few things today, which just seemed to come to me and I just felt like I needed to talk about. And I'll be perfectly honest, a lot of what I'm going to say today, until I was 29, I probably would have thought that's nonsense and you may not be receptive to this or particularly interested in it. But I'm going to talk today about like how to have better days and how to live what might be called the good life, as Aristotle called it, the theme I always come back to. And if you wake up in the morning and you're in bed and you're feeling a bit naff in bed, thinking about things, ruminating, get up straight away. Don't let that kick in. Or if you notice it kicking in, get up. This is if you haven't got to get up at like the crack of dawn to go to work or do something. But don't dwell in bed and ruminate because it just makes things worse. I sometimes do my breathing exercises in bed. The Wim Hof breathing method I found really useful, where I've learned to hold my breath for up to 3 minutes. I've been doing the cold showers for a while and they always give you a buzz afterwards. And the days I don't do it, I notice it. I just don't seem as sharp. So find your own little ways with things, but check out the Wim Hof method. There might be a few other things you might want to jot down that I might say today. If you get into little things that you do in the morning, have discipline, but also be flexible. Don't let it like become an obsession. Just be careful with that. Although sometimes that can lead you to not do things that you feel better doing. I've said before that when I get up, I try to say three things I'm grateful for. Seize the day, carpe diem. Start with that. Three little things. It might be like something like reading a good book. And I'll tell you about this book in a minute. This is Dr. Claire Weeks' Self-Help for Your Nerves, which a friend recommended to me. And I'll just mention a little bit about one of the strategies in that today. There's a famous Buddhist monk, I think he died recently, Thich Nhat Hanh, I have to forgive the pronunciation. But he says at any point, it doesn't matter what you're doing, where you are, whether you're moving around or sitting still, you've always got your breath and your steps to focus on. So you can just focus on the breath. And I'm going to do a little exercise relating to that in a minute to do with how you could use the breath to just stay centered. Sorry for all the music in the background, by the way. But at any point, you can always just focus on your steps and just walk and whatever's on my mind, I'll just put that to one side and just walk for a moment. And a few things on my mind feeling a bit funny, I'll just focus on my breathing, just a few breaths and see how it goes. That music's getting louder. I read an interesting little exercise recently on a mindfulness app. It's kind of nice, that music, so I'll just leave it on in the background. And it said, what's on your T-shirt today? In other words, what are you saying to people who see you and to the world? Are you putting across positive vibes or negative vibes? And that's something I often say to myself. Like today, what's been my impression out to the world? Has it been a positive one or a negative one? Because I think that if you're generating a positive vibe, then you're helping yourself as well as helping others. And that's something that other people pick up on as well, if there's a positive vibe. If you go somewhere where there's a negative vibe, you can often feel that, can't you? And go, But we'll talk about how we might deal with negative vibes another time. I've done some work on that in the past. So what's on your T-shirt today? How are you feeling? I often write these little exercises down or run them through in my head. And I did a mantras episode fairly recently about the mantras I say to myself. every day. One of the things I mentioned then was the idea of the Sedona method and just letting things go. And there's an episode about the Sedona method I did with Alex. Check that out. But people carry a lot of tension around with them a lot of the time, even people who are quite wise and, certainly might not consider themselves as being neurotic or anything. But sometimes you really have to just let things go and you can feel it go and how much better you feel afterwards. Particularly if, like me, you feel your emotions, I think, a little bit more than the average person. If you're working from home, if you're working in work, if you are, I've got a job to do, think about having two magic hours, usually in the morning when you're sharp. Let's get 2 hours of quality work done. Try to work a 4 hour day. I did a podcast on the 4 hour work week, which was proposed by, I always forget his name, the guy who does that podcast. I won't put it in later, but there's that guy who does the 4 hour work week. He advocates that as part of his podcast. And it's a little bit ambitious. And maybe if you're like one of these people who works online all the time, but it's the idea that you do quality work in small chunks and small blocks, whether you're in a physical place or whether you're working from home. Now, again, if you're in certain trades, it's the idea of just doing 2 to 4 hours work a day. But actually, at any job, there's only going to be a certain number of hours of quality work that you'll be doing. Most of it will just be like you going through the motions or whatever. So that's what that refers to, 2 magic hours and 4 hours of quality work a day. I've spoken before about Paul Coates' thing, and I've got five sub-personalities who's on the mic. So if I've got three positive sub-personalities, if they're on the mic, I'm feeling good. If I've got the two negative versions of me on the mic, I don't usually feel very good. I'm either angry or my confidence is a bit low. And it's about calling that out and saying, thanks, you're trying to help me, those two, but I need to get back on the positive side of things now. So I use that little strategy as well. I also say to myself that all will be well. And all will be well. At some point, we're all going to be like pushing up the daisies and we're going to be at peace. And in the overall scheme of things, everything kind of just works out, doesn't it? Just to say that to yourself sometimes, particularly if you're getting stressed. In the morning, I find exercise just unbelievably free and effective for improving my mood, even if I'm in work or I've got to be somewhere early. I have a basic 5 minute one that I can do, even if I'm really busy. A little workout, a few yoga moves, a few exercises. I also do my yoga online with Charlie Follows. She does these 20 minute yoga videos, which are brilliant. So I try to do them when I can in the morning. I sometimes go for a run, although I don't really like running. And I sometimes do HIIT. I always forget what that means, but high intensity interval training, just 5 minute ones off YouTube, and you're buzzing afterwards. Cheap, it's free, and you reckon that exercise is as good as any antidepressant, which is a bold statement, particularly if you've got like a particular problem, but it does make you feel better and it's free. Do it, find your thing. It might be that you go to a club or play a particular sport. Find your own little way, but do something that you enjoy that's exercise based. And if you're in the house, try and get outside if you can to do that. If you can't because it's raining or whatever, then okay, just get out later. But try to get outside if you can in nature. This is another big one, and I heard this from a talk by this guy called Biggs, who's a meditation expert. And this is the idea that you need to keep life simple, that happiness is very simple, but simplicity is difficult. And we live very complex lives because the universe is complex and the earth is complex and humans are complex, our minds and all that. But try to keep things as simple as possible. It's not like a cure all, oh, let's keep it really simple. But try to break things down and just keep things simple. If you're trying to do 45,000 things, it's not going to work. If you live in a house where there's like stuff all over the floor all the time, They're like each to their own, but just try to keep life simple. What you need and what is unnecessary, get rid of that stuff. And one of the other big things is like take stuff to a charity shop or the tip or recycle or whatever. That's just cluttering up your house. But that's another story. One of the big things I do each morning as well is I just say to myself, and this is from Buddhism, the idea of just watching the mind. What's the mind doing? Who you're talking to? That's where like you acknowledge who's on the mic. Is there a positive voice in your head or that negative voice who's talking to you not very nicely in a way that you wouldn't accept other people talking to you? So watch the mind. Use metacognition where you think about what you're thinking. And you do get better at saying, whoa, you're thinking negatively here. Let's just think about this. Doesn't mean that it just goes away, but to call it out is very, very powerful. And I even say to myself sometimes, like, well, don't talk to yourself like that. Let's keep it positive. But again, you have to train yourself to do that. So it's what works for you, what picks up in your mind, and that you find efficient and effective. So I'll give you quite a few ideas there that you may find useful. Another big thing for me is meditation. I meditate every day. And I try to meditate for 20 minutes every day. And sometimes my son goes to bed and I think I'd rather watch the telly. But actually, the deeper me, the better me, doesn't want to watch the telly first, wants to meditate. And it can take a while to get to that where you realize the virtue in meditation and like how good it is for just allowing you to stop the mind and calm down. So there's loads of meditation apps out there. There's loads of free meditations online. Again, people have got kids, work and commitments might not be for you. But meditation basically just means to focus on something. And one thing you can focus on is the breath. And I'm just going to do a breathing exercise with you now to just give you a basic approach to what a meditation might be. Now, I meditate for 20 minutes. Usually after about 15 minutes, I enter like a deeper state. Where you're awake, but your mind just the chatter dies down. It's quite nice. And some people go through their lives without ever experiencing that. And it's a beautiful feeling. And it takes discipline to get there. And I've been meditating for about 4.5 years now, daily. And I find it really useful. Yet there might be certain days where, you know, you're sick or you're on holiday or the car breaks down, you don't get in till late, you know. Again, don't turn it into an obsession, but try to turn it into a positive discipline. So I'm just going to teach you something now, and I'm going to teach you to just breathe in through your nose and then breathe out through your nose and try and slow your breath down. Doesn't have to be deep, but with me now, I want you to breathe in through your nose. And now to breathe out through your nose. And I want you to do that 4 more times. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You can be walking in the street and do this. Just breathe in and out through the nose 4 more times. And try not to have another thought. Ride the breath as if you are like almost on the back of a horse and the horse is the breath. Really focus on it. So I'll just give you a moment to do that. Keep it going longer if you want. Now, I'll give you a bit longer there than you might have needed because I do quite deep breaths, but I can do that at any time and just kind of switch my mind off. You can be in a stressful situation and just do that. And just stay centered. And you can find a real solace there. It's always there with you. As Tatan said, the breath, steps. Maybe you're feeling a bit stressed. You focus on the next 5 steps. Maybe you're just feeling a bit funny. I sometimes get like a general feeling of discomfort. Sometimes just focusing on 5 steps. The feeling as your feet hit the floor. the way you walk, which you don't even think about half the time, do you? I'm focusing on the breath. And when you've done that 5 times, you might say, God, I could even get to 5 breaths there without thinking of something. Then you can take that to 10 breaths, to 20, to 30. Now, some people say, I haven't got time for this, I'm not into it, it's weird. It took me a month to kind of make the breakthrough. During COVID, it was the lockdown where I was meditating every day for 10 minutes, and those 10 minutes were very, very painful. And this is with someone kind of talking you through it. Now, I love it. Like, I can't go without it. It's like cleaning my teeth. Like, it's just something I would not consider not doing. And Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living, because you need to just stop sometimes and just go, okay, what's going on here? Some people use cigarettes, alcohol to switch off the mind and to feel like that little buzz or that lift or whatever. And again, you know, if you want to do that, that's down to you. But realistically, it's not doing you any good. And that's where meditation comes in, is that breath, that feeling, that life force, that energy, that positivity that just flows through you all the time. Some people say, oh, isn't that religion, and I'm not a Buddhist and all that. And okay, Buddhism might advocate meditation, and there might be religious aspects to Buddhism, but is it religious to want to relax and just look at how your mind works and say, is that really helping me? Because I think it's very powerful to get into meditation. You get a lot of people as well who go, oh yeah, that won't pay the bills, that won't sort out issues I've got at work. And you might go, well, no, it might not, but it will help you to deal better with those kinds of situations. It'll help you to realize what you really want in life, to just stop every now and again and go, am I happy with what I'm doing? If not, why not? What's the mind doing? Am I helping me? So can I just relax for a few moments and enter those positive brain states? So a bit of homework. I'm going to call this the Good Life app, or the Good Life episodes. I'll call this Good Life number one, because these might be a little bit different than some of the normal episodes I do, even well-being episodes, which I've done in the past. The other thing I'm going to do is quote Socrates again and go, at the end of the day, I know nothing. Yeah. I'm on antidepressants. I'm not perfect. Yeah, I sometimes get really upset. My emotions take over. Yeah, I don't do myself a favor or any favors a lot of the time. I'm far from perfect. Everyone's got to find their own way. But you can go through school, you can go through life and never learn basic techniques about how to be happy, how to live life effectively, how to examine the way we live and to be critical. Not overly critical, but to just think about what you're doing daily and saying, is this what I want to do? Is this right? Is this moral, ethical, those kinds of considerations and questions? I'm going to just finish by talking about this excellent book, Dr. Claire Weeks, Self-Help for Your Nerves. A friend got me onto it. And there's a load of good stuff in there. She does these little descriptors at the end of the chapters, but I'm going to highlight 4 things, which I'm finding really useful at the minute. And that is, let's imagine there's a problem, or you're not feeling good, or you've got an issue. And these 4 techniques are this. 1, face up to the issue. Don't bury it. So it might be that you, I don't know, want to stop smoking. I'll use that as an example. And you keep saying, oh, yeah, you know, I want to give up, you know, maybe I'll try one day, but I needed to get through the day. So the first thing to do is to face up to it and go, right, what's the issue? I'm addicted to cigarettes, and I have 15 cigarettes a day. And I know it's damaging people's health. I've been doing it for 20 years. I'm using this as an example, by the way. I don't know. I've got no personal experience in this. I'm addicted. I can't imagine not doing it, but I'm addicted, but I want to stop. So you face up to the issue. The next thing you do is you accept. So face, then accept, and go, I accept that I really want to give up cigarettes and smoking, and I accept that it's addictive, and it's going to be hard. And I accept that I'm using that to relieve stress in my life. Now, the third one is what we call floating. And this is an interesting concept. But it's this idea that when you are feeling stressed or not good or tense or you've got something on your mind, maybe you're trying to reach for the cigarette, it's about just floating through it and just going easy and just taking a step back and just going, I'm just going to float through this moment while I've got this feeling. It might be guilt because you've had a cigarette. Float through the guilty feeling. Okay, I've got a bit of guilt. Okay, just float through it. So what it means is just relaxing in yourself and accepting the issue or the thought that you've accepted and you've faced. And then this is the crucial one. Give things time. So if you want to give up smoking, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the doctor and say, I need to give up smoking. The doctor might give you patches or whatever. I don't know how efficient they are or how effective they are. It might be that you have to face up to some truths, like, I'm not going to go to the pub on a Friday. That's when I always smoke. What's more important to you? Going to pub on the Friday. The other thing is, it's going to take time. It's going to be hard. There's going to be times when you're going to want a cigarette. There's going to be times when you do something and you think, I usually have a cigarette now. That's going to be hard. So face up to it, accept it, float through the feelings. If they're intense or negative, float through them. Okay, I've got this feeling going on now. I'm aware of that. We'll just float through it. Doesn't mean you don't take action, but you just float through the feeling and don't take it too seriously because it's just a thought, it's just a feeling. And then it's about giving time to things. So if you have problems with, I don't know, panic attacks, anxiety or whatever, face up to that, accept it. Try to float through, lessen the feeling, the intensity, give things time. Of course, you need to be putting the work in. How are you going to give up smoking? You're going to go, you can get tablets now, which take away addictive feelings. You're going to go to the doctors and say, I want them now. I know someone who gave up like that from 40 to zero and never smoked again because they used medication that came from the doctor that was recommended. Others, you might wean yourself off. I don't know. Do the research. But you've got to want it. If you don't want it, then you're not going to do it. Okay? Right, loads of stuff in there. And think about your breathing, your meditation. Maybe listen to this again, take some notes, give me some feedback, what you think. And this is called the Good Life series. I've done a few series now. I've done one like a travelogue on Tunisia. I want to do more of them. Obviously, the well-being, the history, the family history, getting people on, talking about whatever. But I get something from this because it consolidates me in good work and gets me thinking about things, and I enjoy it. And if other people enjoy it, that's great too. If you can donate the price of a cup of coffee once a month through the podcast notes at coffee.com. If you want to get involved, do that. On YouTube, there's now playlists of different things that you can listen to. So if you're having problems with a particular issue, go through the different playlists and see if there's an issue there that you need help with, and you can listen to the playlist videos from North and South podcasts. I've left Twitter now and TikTok for the same reason that I probably would have left PSS. It's a bit over the top that, but for the same reason I wouldn't have been in a social media company run by the SS or the SA that advocate Nazi propaganda. I've left TikTok and Twitter or X. Am I saying that they're Nazi platforms? No. But what I'm saying is I fundamentally disagree with the way they approach the world and some of the toxic stuff I've seen on there recently. So I've jibbed them. So follow me on Blue Sky. Again, go in the notes for that. If you can like, subscribe, share with others, spread the word. And get interested in how you better yourself. And I'm going to leave you with what Harari said, Yuval Harari, great writer. He's doing a new book soon called Nexus about AI in the future. Know yourself, develop yourself, work with others to change things. There are people who do the latter who don't even know their own mind. Yeah, again, each to their own. but we need to know ourselves before we can truly better ourselves and truly change the world. Right, peace out, look after yourselves, and thanks for listening.